After challenging the United Nations yesterday to enforce its resolutions on Iraq, President Bush today threw down the gauntlet to Congress. The president wants a resolution quickly from Capitol Hill authorizing the use of force against Saddam Hussein. But some congressional Democrats show little inclination to move so swiftly, as NPR's David Wellner reports.
Though he has not yet formally requested a resolution from Congress, President Bush today expressed impatience with lawmakers who say it would be better to debate such a measure after the November midterm elections.
My answer to the Congress is they need to debate this issue and consult with us and get the issue done as quickly as possible. It's in our national interest that we do so. I don't imagine Saddam Hussein sitting around saying, "Gosh, I think I'm going to wait for some resolution or not." He's a threat, and we must deal with it as quickly as possible.
At the Capitol, where only the Senate was in session today, the debate on Iraq was already underway informally, as lawmakers spoke with reporters outside the Senate chamber. Like others who back swift action, Arizona Republican John McCain pointed to today's rejection by Iraqi Foreign Minister Tariq Aziz of UN arms inspections.
I think it increases the urgency because it accelerates the timetable for finding out whether Iraq will allow meaningful inspectors or not.
A senior Republican leadership aide said today President Bush could come before Congress by the end of this month to ask for approval to use force against Iraq. For Illinois Democrat Richard Durbin, that would be moving too quickly.
It seems the White House is just hell-bent on a vote on Capitol Hill before November the 5th. I don't know that that is necessary nor necessarily advisable.
Indiana Democrat Evan Bayh is also wary of mixing a pre-election political campaign with a military campaign. He says it would be better for President Bush to wait several weeks before seeking a resolution.
But if he comes to us and says, "Look, here's what I've decided to do. Will you support me?" I think he then needs to explain why now is the time for action on that. And I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt on that. Although I will say, my advice to him, based on what I know now, would be to wait until after the election, unless there is a tactical military reason for needing the authorization beforehand.
Despite such reservations, New Mexico Republican Pete Domenici says lawmakers are far less skeptical today about acting against Iraq than they were after the August recess.
What I'm hearing from fellow members of the Senate is much less of this anxiety and sort of a concern of where are we going, what are we doing, and they're really observations about what we ought to be doing rather than the naysayers of 2 weeks ago.
The change in some lawmakers is striking. Just 3 days ago, Connecticut Democrat Joe Lieberman, another presidential hopeful, said he preferred having a debate on Iraq after the November elections. Today, Lieberman declared on the Senate floor that, in his words, the hour of truth and decision has arrived.
I intend to work with members of both parties in the Senate and with the White House to draft a Senate resolution that will receive the broadest possible bipartisan support for the president as commander-in-chief as he works to protect our nation and the world from Saddam Hussein.
But other Democrats are pushing for a kind of interim resolution, one that would urge the UN Security Council to heed President Bush's call to enforce the UN's resolutions on Iraq. Michigan's Carl Levin, who chairs the Armed Services Committee, says Congress should not let the UN off the hook by not giving that body time to act.
We should speak with one voice as a Congress to the UN, urging them to act, to set a deadline, and to authorize force to force those inspections if Iraq does not voluntarily comply. That will then give us the strength to then move with UN authority.
In the meantime, Levin and other committee chairmen are setting up hearings on Iraq beginning next week. Indiana Republican Richard Lugar says the Senate Foreign Relations Committee he sits on is inviting Secretary of State Colin Powell to testify.
So we're going to continue to raise important questions, leaving aside the UN, such as the cost of the action, the bases, who is with us in the post-Saddam period, who the leaders are going to be in Iraq, how certain we are to get our hands on weapons of mass destruction. These are all relevant questions.
And many lawmakers say they're withholding judgment on acting against Iraq until they have more answers to those questions. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.